right. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I want to thank Alders Madison, Matthews, Uguerre, Martinez, Rutherford for joining us today. And I want to start with a big thank you to some staff. I'm going to thank Library Director Tana Elias, obviously, for leading the Imagination Center project, and also Acting Parks Superintendent Lisa Lassinger. Library and Parks have worked very closely together to bring the Imagination Center to fruition, and that's what's behind us right here under construction. And then I really want to thank the entire Finance Department team, but particularly Dave Schmidtke and Christine Coe, for working through the budget process yet again and still working on the next phase of it. So thanks to that team for all of their hard work. I'm here today to announce the 2026 Capital Budget Improvement Plan and the multi-year SIP. And so this will be introduced at the council meeting tonight and move through the process from there. As I've said before, government's job is to invest in the basic infrastructure that allows our economy to thrive and people to have a high quality of life in Madison. And we're here today at the Imagination Center because we know that libraries are critical infrastructure for a thriving community. Libraries are an investment that pays dividends in countless ways, and perhaps most importantly, by inspiring imagination and giving people the tools that they need to achieve their dreams. Libraries improve the quality of life for Madison residents by democratizing information and strengthening communities. The Far East Side of Madison is one of the fastest growing parts of our city, and its community infrastructure has not kept up with that growth. And that's why I'm very proud that after many, many years of planning and investments, the Imagination Center is just months away. It is actually months at this point in time, despite the construction site behind us, months away from opening. And the Imagination Center is a great example of the importance of our annual capital budget and the capital improvement plan. The capital budget that I'm announcing today is what the city is investing in to create a better Madison. It's the physical infrastructure that underpins the success of our local economy, keeps Madison moving safely, and increases housing options for everyone. It's a six-year vision for the city that is carefully planned and that will address how we meet the long-term needs of our community while continuing to improve the efficiency of our operations. I'm going to be honest, Madison still faces plenty of challenges. We know that Wisconsin communities are still too heavily dependent on property taxes to fund local operations, and that we are deeply restricted by state law from pursuing other revenue options. And this is felt sharply by growing cities like Madison that are charged with providing the basic services to an increasing number of residents without a corresponding increase in funding. These constraints limit our ability to implement creative and progressive solutions. And of course, the current federal government has recently eliminated many financial tools that would have made our city more resilient against climate change and helped to modernize our infrastructure. But the good news is that the city of Madison is financially healthy. We once again received a AAA bond rating from Moody's that allows the city to borrow at the lowest possible interest rates. And our economy continues to outpace the rest of Wisconsin. Since 2020, my administration has secured $619 million in federal and state funding, which has helped to fund critical infrastructure while lessening the impact on local taxpayers. And we will continue to aggressively seek out any opportunity to leverage outside funds wherever possible. Borrowing for capital projects, even with low interest rates, impacts what we can accomplish in the operating budget. So we must be prudent and prioritize investments to best serve our residents. And that's why my executive capital budget is $73.5 million lower than what was originally requested by city agencies. A central goal of this year's multi-year capital improvement plan is to identify investments that will yield savings in future operating budgets. I'll give you an example. The new streets facility that we will be building on the far west side is going to improve the efficiency of our operations. Once completed, it will cut hundreds of hours per year in travel time that it takes for both trash and recycling pickup, as well as snow and ice removal. This efficiency will save $500,000 in fuel costs per year, and even more cost savings as Madison continues to grow, as well as reducing the emissions that those trips produce. And my 2026 executive capital budget proposal keeps the Park and Badger development on track. This is a multifaceted project. It will replace the outdated Fire Station 6 with a modern facility. It creates a new public health clinic and funds more affordable housing. It also creates space for Madison College to build a new childcare training facility that will increase the number of providers in our area. This innovative project will serve multiple community needs while enhancing our public health and safety network to meet anticipated population growth in South and West Madison. Another example of making investments through the capital budget that will improve the efficiency of our operations and meet multiple needs at once. This year's capital budget also funds the upkeep and expansion of the city's network of streets, walkways, and bike paths. In 2026, we are prioritizing projects in the following areas. $33 million for street reconstruction to improve the safety and ease of travel. $27 million for our park system, including playground facilities and land improvements. $9 million for projects to reduce flooding citywide and improve our stormwater management. $3 million to improve the city's extensive network of bikeways. And $1.5 million for Safe Street Madison projects, which respond to requests from individuals and neighborhoods to make their places safer. These are just some of the critical infrastructure projects that are funded through the Capital Improvement Plan each year. I want to talk, last but not least, about housing. Madison is on track to meet our goal of building 5,000 new homes in 2025. We have to keep this pace up to ensure that every Madison family has the opportunity to choose what type of home works best for them and what neighborhood they want to live in. In the executive capital budget, we take another big step forward with the historic upgrade of the Triangle. That's Madison Community Development Authority's public housing development. The 10-year plan for the Triangle is ambitious, and it will serve Madison working families for decades. Once the project is completed, the overall site will replace 340 existing apartments with up to 1,200 new apartments in 8 new buildings without displacing a single resident. In addition to the Triangle development, my capital budget contains $17.5 million in our Affordable Housing Fund in 2026. That will support the creation of new affordable housing across our community and help us meet our housing production goals. So as I said, today we're introducing the capital budget, and tonight it will be on the agenda for introduction at the council meeting. The 2026 executive operating budget will be introduced in October. And both of these budgets will be considered first by the City Finance Committee and then by the Madison Common Council. I'm looking forward to working with Alders to finalize these budgets and to create a budget for 2026 that meets our community's needs and keeps us on track to build a better Madison. Thank you again to all of the staff that worked on this from every agency and particularly from the finance division. And thanks to the council in advance for their work, now we hand it over to them to take a look at and amend if they wish. And thanks to all of you for joining us this morning. I'm happy to take any questions you might have.
Mayor, do you think you guys will go to another referendum? Do you expect that?
So the referenda are really about the operating budget. So ask me when I release the operating budget. But no, I do not expect that we will have to go to another referendum anytime soon. When we passed the referendum last year, we laid out a five-year plan on the operating side for the community, and we are on track to meet that plan. And when I introduce the executive operating budget, we will update that five-year operating plan so the community can see how we are responsibly using the levy authority that we received via the referendum. Yeah, so as you may know, the Imagination Center is a partnership between libraries and parks. And we're here today because many, many years ago, I think probably a decade ago, the community started talking about the need for another library here on the Far East Side. And eventually, that project worked its way into the capital budget and into the capital improvement plan. And over many years, multiple mayors have kept this project in our capital improvement plans until finally we are in a position that we're actually able to put it into the capital budget and start the project. And to me, this project illustrates a number of things. Firstly, the importance of capital planning, because it does take us many years on big projects to move them forward. And secondly, the importance of listening to the needs of the community and planning our capital investments accordingly so that we can create new spaces like the Imagination Center that meet the needs of neighborhoods while also being prudent in our capital investments over the course of multiple years.
Yeah, you mentioned that the CIP is $73.5 million lower than what the request came in from other agencies. Can you explain what wasn't sort of included from those requests?
And so every year, agencies do a lot of work to look at their facilities, their work plans, the needs of the community, the things that have been requested, projects that have been on the horizon list, perhaps, and put together their capital requests. And then every year, we take a really hard look at each and every one of those projects to make sure that we have the capacity on the staff side to do it, that the timing is right, that we've been thinking about any potential synergies. And some projects fall off the list. They're just not a priority. Other projects, we might push them farther out into the capital improvement plan. For example, this year, I thought that Parks was being a little too ambitious with some of their projected timing, and so we pushed a couple projects out a couple of years into the capital improvement plan. And because it's really important to me that what we show the community in the budget is what they can actually expect. We don't want folks to get excited about a project that staff really don't have the capacity to deliver on, and so we want to be as realistic in our budgeting as possible. And the other big goal that we had for the capital budget was to make sure that we were really being careful with what kind of debt service we were going to incur. And that is really the driving force between reducing the number of projects that did make it into my final capital improvement plan. Because we want to make sure that we are balancing the needs of the community and the needs to really invest in our infrastructure with how much debt service we're then putting onto the operating budget. So that was a really important factor. So it was really across the board. We did look in every agency, and we delayed and or took out projects in many different agencies.
So the General and Drive project, what would commuters be seeing, obviously besides construction, what would the commuters be seeing different from the John Nolan corridor that's been closed?
So when the John Nolan Drive project is actually complete, first and foremost, You'll just have a better experience traveling through it all the way around, regardless of what mode you're taking. So if you're driving through, you may have noticed there's a few bumps right now. And so there'll be a very improved pavement quality. We're bringing the causeway just basically up to modern standards. And then if you're biking or walking, what you'll notice is that we really are going to be creating a linear park. And so right now, where often there are choke points and you have conflicts between pedestrians and bicyclists, or between bicyclists and bicyclists because it's not very wide on some of those bridges, we'll have more separated facilities. It'll be a much more pleasant experience for folks moving through that corridor, really regardless of mode. And that will be the first step in the Lakeway project, right? So creating that linear park along the John Nolan Causeway is really the first piece of the Lakeway project. And I think that's important because it will allow the community to see sort of what that project is all about, and then to make future decisions about investing in that project, both on the public side, but also perhaps more importantly on the private side. Any other questions?
Part of this budget were to be used to pay agents to violate the Constitution of the United States of America, would you take action to correct that promptly?
I'm not sure how that's relevant to my capital budget.
Well, your capital budget is certainly being used to violate portions of the Constitution, enumerated rights under state of Wisconsin laws in direct violation of the Constitution of the United States of America. I'd love to inform you of the situation. But I'm just simply asking, if you learned that part of this budget were being used
I'd be happy to have a sidebar with you, but I really don't think that's a relevant question right now. Any other questions? Yeah. Go ahead.
So you talked about that you're investing $9 million to reduce flooding. Can you kind of talk about, like, what kind of investment, like, what we'll actually see as, like, the public will see in terms of that? I know Milwaukee had some flooding issues a couple weeks ago. What can we see in Madison?
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. So one of the things that we've been doing ever since the 2018 floods here is literally going through every single watershed in the city of Madison and mapping them and identifying the points that are vulnerable to flooding. And that has led us then to identify projects that could ameliorate that potential flooding. Some of that is green infrastructure. Some of that is, you know, pipes, literally. And so we've created a huge literal spreadsheet of projects that will help reduce the potential for flooding in our community. And as we identify those projects, they then go into a prioritization process that ends up with some of the more cost-effective and more urgent projects being in the capital improvement plan. So first of all, it's all based on the science and the data from those watershed studies. But the kinds of things that people might see is they, like, while we're reconstructing a street, we might be enlarging some of the stormwater facilities on it. They might also see that we're putting in rain gardens in the terraces of streets to help manage water where it falls rather than having it rush off. So those are the kinds of things. Most of it will not be particularly visible once it's finished because most of it's underground. But what we hope folks will see is that some of the problem spots that have flooded in the past will be less of a problem going forward. There's some spaces that it's just very difficult for us to fix because, for example, much of East Madison is built on a swamp that was filled in. And so there's not a lot of place for the water to go. But we are looking at all of the problem spots and trying to do what we can to make them better. Yeah, thank you.
Was there anything that was on the wish list from either the department or yourself that had to be on the back list?
There are always things that are on the wish list that we weren't able to get into the budget, of course. We want to be fiscally responsible in making sure that every project really has been scrutinized and validated, and that we can actually get it done in the given year. So there's always more that we would like to do. And one of the tools that we have in order to sort of accommodate those kinds of projects is the Horizon List, which you'll see in the budget, which is projects that just aren't quite ready to be funded. We need to do a little more research or scope them out a little bit better, but we want the public to know that we're working on them. So that's the place that things that we would really like to do go, but we're not quite ready to say we're going to do them. All right. Thank you all very much for being here. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you all.